You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're talking greens. Special guest, HGTV's Spice Up My Kitchen carpenter Jeff Devlin is sharing his favorite green tips and tricks. We're gearing up for green saving tax tips from our friend Tony from Simons and Windows. And we're giving away Rockwell's Jawhorse to one lucky fan. Set it, lock it, clamp it, and keep listening. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa. And we're going green for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, a little green left over from yesterday, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice. We had a good time on St. Patrick's Day. We partied it up. We drank a lot of Guinness. We had Irish stew, shepherd's... Oh, wait a minute.
No, not yesterday, actually. That's probably like...
Yester 5 years ago.
Maybe longer than that for us. But
Could be.
But we wore green.
We did wear green.
We did, and we also, well, our 8-year-old Lexi and I decided that we should probably wear green to bed the night before, just in case one of us woke up early and spotted the other one, because you get pinched if you're not wearing green. So we all wore green to bed, too. I wore green socks. Lexi wore a green hair curler.
That's what the hair curler was for?
It was, yeah. She decided to curl her bangs with her green hair curler because she couldn't come up with anything else green to wear to bed. So we were all very safe to not get pinched.
And I wore a green suit of armor.
He did. He stood up all night.
Yeah, I slept in it.
Kind of creepy, but you know what? We never get any burglars at our house, so it's good.
Yeah, I keep them away. Junkyard dog.
The children are going to wake up with all kinds of problems, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're safe right now.
Hey.
The good news, right?
Set it, lock it, clamp it.
Set it, lock it, clamp it. That's what we're doing. We're giving away a Jawhorse today. We've got a lot of spectacular entries, really long, descriptive entries.
People light up when they see a Jawhorse, and it just, seriously, those reasons we got are just terrific.
They are. There are lots of good reasons. And we're talking green, like we said, and, you know, we try to be green at our house.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We, you know, and we've talked about it on the show before. Very green renovation from insulation.
Insulation is one of Mark's big things in the house that he's been, you know, working really hard to accomplish because our house when we bought it had absolutely no insulation.
Zero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zero. We went from zero to hero, but we've got the Forest Stewardship certification Rich Light countertops.
We do, and they're working out beautifully,
yes.
I have to say.
They're awesome. And they were just drilled into today installing the dishwasher.
Oh, we finally got a dishwasher.
Hello, 21st century.
I haven't even used it yet.
We've been joking around that we're going to wash one thing at a time for the next 2 weeks.
The opposite of green.
Yeah, the opposite of green.
Oh, you're done with that fork? Let me put a load in.
Yeah, there's going to be a plume of black smoke pouring out of our chimney.
Oh, that's so not good. But, you know, one thing that we've done during the renovation is that there was cardboard that came with something. What was it?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. I've got more cardboard.
But there's one piece of cardboard that we have used to... I think block off an entryway so dust and everything didn't get through, so Jack, our son, didn't get through, that we've used to move things, that we've used for all kinds of things. It's like, you know, one piece of cardboard.
Yes. Used it as a drop cloth, used it as a dragger thing, used it to protect the floors when we're going in and out.
Which is also important because when you finish a renovation, you don't want to be like, everything's scratched or dented.
That's right. Cardboard is great for that. And you know where it came from? Is our Larson door.
Really?
Door.
And we put that in, a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was like October.
Oh, yeah. If you get an appliance or something, save the cardboard. You know, cut it out in the biggest rectangle that you can, and trust me, you'll use it.
Yes, and we've used it and reused it and used it again. So
yes.
It'll be kind of sad when we get rid of that actual piece of cardboard. But, you know, one thing that you love doing, and is it this time of year or it's in the fall that you do? the lawn.
Oh, I do it all year. I do it all year. There are every 6 to 8 weeks, I fertilize the yard.
And Mark's very proud to talk to our 8-year-old about what he uses on the lawn, because it grosses her out being an 8-year-old girl.
Yes, and it's an organic product.
It's Milorganic.
It's called
Milorganite.
Milorganite, okay. And the name is slightly deceiving as to what it is.
It's very deceiving because it just sounds like a fancy organic name, right?
Yeah, it just sounds like, gentle compost.
Uh-huh.
It's human poop from Milwaukee.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So Mark buys this at the store, and then he always has to tell Lexi, the 8-year-old, who grosses her out, we've got poop on our grass.
Yeah,
and
then
you playing in it, and she does her cartwheels and somersaults and everything, and then Mark has to remind her, which is an awful daddy thing to do, that you're running around in poop.
Yeah.
From
now,
Milwaukee.
Of course, it's highly
And of course, the way that we are, we have to point out to her on the map where that is.
Yeah, exactly. It's highly processed, highly refined, but it's not a petroleum product, which most fertilizers are. And you can use it in your grass. You can use it in your plants. It really works well in our particular soil conditions with pelletized lime.
Yeah.
And the key, while we're talking about it, is that I like using it. I also use some of the petroleum-based products like Scott's and Vigoro and those kinds of things. The key is when you're done, whatever kind of stuff you use does the best job when it's on the grass. It gets sort of anti-green when it goes into the water and the waste stream. So when you're done fertilizing your lawn, take your garden blower and blow it into the lawn, and you're good to go.
Okay.
That's my tip of the day.
See, I am not into the lawn at all.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah. But Mark is very proud of it, and he walks the property, and he's very proud of the lawn, and we get complimented on it a lot, and it's just green grass to me. It has poop on it.
Yeah, and from Milwaukee.
Yeah, it definitely from. We'll have to go there sometime so that Lexi can meet the people. I think that might be kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. Well, we have some other stuff coming up this week, and up this week and starting next week.
We do. Mark is just finishing this week, the last couple of days of working on his special secret TV project.
The special secret TV project.
Contracting and working on a basement remodel. And starts next week doing some videos for Stanley Tools.
Yes, and Popular Mechanics.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a co-branding hybrid, bolt-on application for the end user in the market space.
Really?
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. Well, we're pretty lucky, though, because in order to gear up for this job, which is a great job to be on video and to do demonstrate tools.
Yeah, and I like the people I'm working with an awful lot.
They are really nice.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all very nice. We're so lucky. But the other thing that I think our listeners might be jealous about, not so much being on video, but that we get the tools sent to us ahead of time. So we've gotten some deliveries to our house
with
these cool new tools that it's a part of Mark's job to play with them before the videos.
Yeah, it is.
So it's like work to play with these new tools.
There's a lot
you can complain about. It's just a hardship in life when you get these new fancy things, Stanley tools.
And we had a long phone call about it yesterday. I want to spill the beans, but I probably shouldn't. There's some very exciting stuff coming.
You probably shouldn't.
And what they are doing is reinventing, sort of realigning the Bostitch, the pro-grade kinds of stuff. And they're doing some Fat Max things. And, of course, there's Stanley involved, too. Hope I have that right. And then we jump right from that. We're going up to Providence, Rhode Island.
We are.
Not to be confused with Providencetown, Massachusetts.
No. No, we're going there because Mark's doing a teaching at JLC Live, the Journal of Light Construction live trade show.
I love that trade show.
Yeah, you're teaching tool tips.
Tool
setup tips,
yep.
Right?
Set up and max out.
Set up and max out. That's what I always try to do.
Well, JLC Live, yeah, of course.
Try to do that, when I'm going to coffee with my girlfriends. I set up, and then I max out on caffeine.
Well, I love that our My Fix It Up Life audience is a real blend of professionals and do-it-yourselfers, and we know that from our Facebook page.
Oh, totally.
And JLC is a very pro-oriented show.
Very much so.
And these guys, if they can save 10 seconds off their day, that's Valhalla to them.
Yes, because that 10 seconds adds up.
It's times 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's times a career. But every time I sort of have this conversation on the pro level, I think there's no difference between that and the DIY side of things.
True.
Why take 5 hours to do something that takes 1 hour?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Unless you really enjoy it, like going to the beach.
I did work with a carpenter recently, and I'm doing the quotation sign, carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Nary a tool pouch in sight.
Nary as meaning the remodeling industry? The
no,
National Association of Remodeling?
No, meaning he didn't
industry?
Have one,
uh-huh.
And he kept putting his tape measure down on the ground, picking
you,
it
you
up.
You hate that.
Oh, I mean, talk about taking 7,000.
Well, our winner last week for the pink tool belt from Paige Hammes won because of your pet peeve about that.
Yes, this guy took five times
as long. So maybe we should give him one of our pink tool belts. Maybe that'll teach him a lesson, make him wear it.
Maybe we can scrape up a tool pouch for this guy because he sure did work hard.
So what we have to talk about what we're talking about today. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about in a minute.
Okay, let's do that. What are we talking about in a minute?
Well, you know, we're talking to a very special guest today.
Very special.
Special to us.
Well, you said Jeff Devlin. What's special about him?
Oh, there's a lot of special things about Jeff. He's a woodworker and a carpenter, and he's on HGTV's Spice Up My Kitchen, and he's on a new show, too.
To be named later, perhaps
I'm
on our show.
I'm going to grill him on what that is.
I said that for the benefit of hopefully Jeff listening. I'm sure there's tools and sawdust flying all around him.
Well, yes, and we like him an awful lot. And I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to give away the Rockwell Jawhorse.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very excited about that. And you know what?
What's that?
It's all happening today on my Fix It Up Life.
Oh, ah! Tick-tock, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right, and if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, my Fix It Up Life Nation.
And I'm Teresa.
And I'm Mark.
Hi.
And we're brought to you by Simonton Windows.
Yeah.
And we're also brought to you by our own selves in the Fix It Up Finds.
We are.
Love the Fix It Up Finds.
I love finding things.
I do, too. It is a cool thing to search and find and look and discover every week. I'm getting laughed at. I really like it.
Okay, search and discover. Tell me what you found, darling.
I found us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I found us in this magazine called, I got it right here in my hands. Don't people shake stuff into the microphone? Isn't that a radio thing?
It's Extreme How-To Magazine.
It is.
And we love that magazine. It's got great projects in it. If you're into building things, then it's a great resource.
Yep.
We've got tons of projects online, too.
Yeah, we're contributing editors to that magazine. And
it's another reason why we like it.
And our Purple Parlor, the molding package, is featured in this month's issue of Extreme How-To.
Yeah, we call our, quote, living room our Purple Parlor because, well, I don't know. We're strange.
It's a great name.
It's purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great name. So,
and it's got serious crown molding in it. Like, it's insane. Like, how big is this crown molding?
It's a three-piecer, baby.
Three-piecer. We have a three-piece in our bedroom, too, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upside-down base molding along the wall, the crown itself, and then upside-down base molding along the ceiling.
So it's a fight in our house to not get crown molding in a room.
I would use it as base molding if I was allowed. I love crown.
Yeah, Lexi gets to see it every time she goes in her closet to get her clothes out in the morning.
Now, honestly, I thought I was saving myself time on that one.
Because, and I don't even want to know why.
Finishing the drywall and the
corners.
Anyway. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So.
Do you have a fix-it-up find, my love?
I don't have any fix-it-up finds. My find is you.
Well, I'm in Extreme How-To Magazine. You took the pictures.
Well, yeah, I did take the picture, so I'm kind of technically in there as well, aren't I? Did I get a photo cred in there?
No, you got nothing.
I got nothing? Matt Weber.
You got nothing.
Matt Weber.
Yeah, there's a picture of our floors. There's a picture of the room when it was pink, egad.
Well, it was pink because we tinted the primer, and that's something that is important to do.
That's right.
When you're painting a room a dark color, it kind of helps so that you don't have to put so many coats on it.
Yeah, this purple in our purple parlor is dark.
Yeah, it's a rich color, and in some lights it looks a little brownish, and somebody said to me recently, if purple, oh, my friend Jess Heiss,
mm-hmm.
She was visiting recently, and she said that if purple could be a neutral, this would be the shade of purple that would be a neutral.
That is what I would have said, too, because I know everything about color.
Give some props to Jess for saying that, because it is true. It turns a little brownish in some color in lights, and sometimes it's more purple. But it kind of goes with everything.
It's great.
We've got like a green-blue rug in there that really looks great with it.
Totally noticed that, too.
Anyway.
Jess was also instrumental.
Color, what?
Jess was also instrumental in bringing the Carpenter's Notebook to life.
She was. She helped edit it, yeah.
Yeah, so she's close to my heart.
She is. We love her.
I think I'm going to spill the beans on some of this Stanley stuff.
Oh, well, you don't spill the beans if you're not allowed to.
It's not that I'm allowed to or not allowed to. It's just that I tell you what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do we have left in this segment?
Like a minute.
Got like a minute. So, well, I'll tell you what. Stanley is entering the cordless nailer market.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a framer, and they've got a couple finishers coming out.
Do they have a fun name for it, like Fat Max?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I can tell you this before
like
we...
Slim Jim?
Before we jump to a break, which we are up against right now,
Quick
is
Rick.
That...
Quick Rick would be a good name
Quick
for
Rick.
That.
It would be.
Yeah.
Except it has nothing to do with Stanley.
That's true.
Yeah. Bostitch. And I think it's coming out under the Bostitch brand.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote a tagline for Bostitch yesterday in our call.
Uh-huh. Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, if I remembered what it was.
Oh.
I was so adamant to copyright it immediately during the call that
you even forgot what it was.
Hopefully somebody wrote it down at Popular Mechanics.
So, yeah, and then they're going to use it and you'll have no idea that it was yours originally.
Oh, I'll know.
Oh, you will?
Oh, I'll know. And
they'll put quotations around it, says Mark Clement afterwards.
That's right.
That's how you'll know.
And you'll find
That's
out more.
My name.
You'll find out more about this unbelievably intriguing topic when we come back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa and Tony from Simonton Windows. Tony, are you there?
I am. Mark, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I'm enjoying a little bit of March Madness. You know, it's a good day.
That's right
on. That's pretty good. Now, you're in West Virginia.
I am in West Virginia, yes.
And I'm not following the basketball this year, I have to admit. And in my office, well, we don't really have a pool because it's just Mark and me. I would win. I would totally win if we had. Yeah.
Who's your team? Who are your teams, Tony?
Let's see. A long time ago, I stopped betting with my heart. and started with my my pocketbook. So I've got in one pool, I've got Kansas winning it all. I think they got a very strong team this year.
There you go. I think you and President Obama are in lockstep on that one, if I caught that CNN piece right.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was Kansas or Kansas State, but I've got both of them in the Final Four. So.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that covers you right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
So all teams from Kansas, according to Tony.
Yeah.
The line in Vegas is going through the roof right now.
Yeah, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, which is the last place that we saw you?
Yes, it was. Ibis.
Yeah, we were on the couch.
Yes.
Yeah, at the Rockwell. Oh, we were on the couch at the Rockwell booth talking to him. We're giving away the Rockwell Drawhorse today, too. How funny is that?
Oh, that's weird.
I think we should talk to Tony every time we talk about Rockwell.
Okay.
And vice versa.
I'm sure Tony has nothing to do. He wants to weave in.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Now, Tony, despite the fact that you've got a partnership with H&R Block for tax preparation to talk about today, I'm really not going to listen because I was all set the first time we talked when you said to lock your windows.
Oh, my goodness.
That bit of advice may go down in infamy.
it does it, at our house, because whenever we lock our windows, we talk about you. So you're just like constantly being talked about in our home.
Yeah, you're famous in our
house.
So
much so that our children are probably going to grow up and thinking that locking your windows is something that, you know, like a Tony thing to do. You know, and they're going to not understand what it is, you know.
Yeah. You know.
Jargon.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, you know, who was that Tony guy when we were growing up?
Speak respectfully about
Tony.
Tony
your windows, okay, guys? Be safe and, you know, save energy. Tony your windows.
But, okay, so we'll do our job, though, however.
No, I am interested because I've never heard of a window company partnering with a place that prepares taxes before. Have you, Mark?
No.
No. Yeah, this is an unusual and an interesting partnership.
Yeah, can you lay it out for us kind of in a couple bullet points, Tony?
I can absolutely. And Teresa, it is a very unique partnership. I will say that, and it's something that we're very pleased that H&R Block has come on board with us to offer this promotion, because what it does for the homeowner that has, you know, all of these different tax credits and energy ratings and everything that they've got to meet, what it does is it really closes the loop for them by offering a $150 gift card for H&R Block to do your tax preparation for 2010.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, this is good.
That is good.
Oh, and it's 2010, so
it's
you're
next
like
year.
Yeah, so you're like ahead of the curve on this one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, you know, love it.
Under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which we've been talking about for a while, which kind of set up the tax credit, you know, homeowners can receive that $1,500 tax credit from the government when they replace their windows that meet certain standards. And we've talked about the 0.30 U factor and the 0.30 solar heat gain coefficient.
Mm-hmm.
So once they've made that purchase and have eligibility for that $1,500 tax credit, what this does is it takes that hesitation away of, oh, okay, what do I need to keep? You know, who do I need to go see? How complicated is this going to be? H&R Block is fully prepared to answer those questions, help you with your taxes, and if you buy select Simonton windows within the time frame, you can have your taxes prepared basically for free.
Now, knowing that they at H&R Block are prepared to answer questions and help you with this tax credit is, like, so important. Because right now I've been working on all of our stuff to get ready for taxes. And it's such a big undertaking to make sure that you know all the right questions to ask and you're prepared to go through everything. And, you know, what a great time to know about it for next year so you don't have, you know...
Yeah, I think another way of saying what Teresa's saying is taxes are befuddling enough.
Yeah.
Exactly, they are. It's why a lot of people get paid a lot of money to do a lot of taxes. So, but H&R Block does a fantastic job. They're a national organization, very well recognized. So when you purchase those, and this is for I want to make sure that we stress that this is for 2010. So these will be for the taxes that you're doing in 2011. If you purchased 12 qualifying Simonton windows, that's when you get that credit or that $100 up to $150 for tax preparation through H&R Block.
Oh, that's great.
That is really good.
That's great. So now, unlike last year, where all of a sudden the Recovery Act, all of a sudden it's on. And all of a sudden everybody's running around screaming about tax breaks and windows and trying to catch up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now Simonton's ahead of the curve a little bit.
Yeah, really. And Mark, I'm sorry. It really brings up a great point, is that these couple of years are really unprecedented in terms of having incentives and tax rebates for making those energy efficient improvements to your home.
I love it.
Oh, that's great.
I do. I mean, it's so important to have good windows and everything else in your home to save money on your energy bills and be more earth friendly and everything else. But to save money on taxes and everything is so good, too.
It really is, and to make a play on March Madness and everything that's going on there, it really is a three-point play for savings.
Nice one.
You like that?
Since Simon and Tony,
yes.
I consider you to be in the upper echelons of genius.
From
the window locking part. also shows how easily
it doesn't take much
impressed.
From Mark,
yeah,
really.
Anyway. I'm going to put you on the spot and say, was teaming up with a company like H&R Block and Simonton your idea?
It was actually an idea that was kind of hatched in a brainstorming session. So we sat down as a group, and there were, you know, six or eight of us in a room, and we said, how can we really, and what we wanted to do was to be able to make it easier for consumers to take that hesitation away about purchasing windows and having the rebate taken care of and knowing that you've got a trusted source that's taking care of the end of that, which is getting your taxes done, right? And that's when the rebate, that's when you realize the rebate. So it was from a brainstorming session. Six or eight, smart people, a lot of them much smarter than myself, sitting in a room and coming up with an idea, and we took it from there.
Well,
that's
I realize you've been talking for a minute, but all I took out of that was, yes, I invented it.
That there were 5 to 7 other people in there, and they were probably playing basketball, but Tony had a three-point shot, and then he decided that they should partner with H&R Block. Is that what you took away from it, Mark?
I'm not sure. Tony, how can our My Fix It Up Life Nation find out more about this?
There's two great websites to do so. Start with Simonton.com. And there are two, you know, sub-sites off of that. If you go www.simonton.com/HR Block or simonton.com/tax credit, you can get to that information through either one of those websites.
Oh, that's so good. And we'll put links on our website, too, so people can find that. Yeah.
Let's do that.
And Facebook.
Let's
totally.
Do that.
Yeah.
And that will tell the homeowner the simple check down of stuff they need to save to bring to H&R Block to have their taxes done and not leave this window upgrade money on the table.
Precisely.
Love it.
Home run.
Right. I
mean, we want to keep you on, Tony, but we can't.
And I know you need to get back to basketball, too.
Yeah, you got to get back to
go play. Kansas and State and Kansas City State and Kansas U.
Kansas
and
City Community College.
UCanis and all the Kansas places out there. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony.
From
Simonton.
And if you have a fix-it-up question about your house, email us at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on Facebook. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right, and if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark. Say hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
And Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Okay. So Teresa's going to talk to herself and tell me what to say for the rest of the show. This should be just like being at home.
It is. It's just like being at home. Except, well, at home we have a dishwasher, so that's pretty awesome.
We do, but at home we don't have our friend, friend of the show, friend of ours, friend of other things.
Friend of the environment.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hi, how are you?
It's good to know I have friends, I'll tell you that. I got two now, so that's good. I'm tallying it.
Oh, good. You're moving up in the world.
Well, that's good.
Collectively, we have one, so... You're probably ahead of us.
Yeah, you're actually ahead of us. We're going to have to go find one more friend.
There you go.
So what are you doing today, man? What's cooking?
Dude, right now I'm enjoying the beautiful day that we're having right outside of Westchester. I'm building some cabinets.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm having some fun. Dude, when you have this kind of weather, and you know, we've all been locked inside, and Pennsylvania's got like 4 feet of snow over the past couple of months, it's nice just to get outside and take a nice, deep breath of fresh air and build some stuff. So that's what I get to do.
Ooh, so I have a question about those cabinets. So I saw on your website that you have projects that you've built. Are those cabinets going to be posted on your website, jeffdevlin.net?
If I stop being so stinking lazy, yes, they will.
Stop being lazy.
Yes.
Take a photo, post it on your website, share it with the world. We want to know. We want to know what you're building.
My wife is not like you. She doesn't take pictures of me, and if she does, it's normally of my feet. You take all those cool pictures of Mark. Me, I get pictures of, like, the waist down or something. I don't know what's going on.
That's great. I don't know. Maybe there's, has she had her eyes checked lately?
I think it's, I don't think she gets as excited as I do about building some stuff. So she's, that looks pretty, and then runs away.
Yeah.
You know the deal. Kids are running all over the place. Take a quick picture and then run off.
Mark is my favorite model, so it's not work to take pictures of him.
That's true. Awesome. Here's $20.
Are you guys not allowed to talk about the fact that we've gotten to work together, Mark?
We can't
talk about what it's on or anything like that, but we can sure as heck talk to the fact that we've been working together.
Holy spilling the beans.
I'll stop right now.
No, spill away, man.
You spill them.
We've been trying to pay due deference to deference of whatever deference is.
I don't have my thesaurus or dictionary right here to figure out what that one is. I'm sure it's a big one.
It is a big one.
Luckily, Teresa, first of all, I have to say thank you for letting us steal your husband for the amount of time and the long nights.
It's been interesting because some days I haven't seen him at all.
So what you're saying, it's nice and quiet around the house?
It has been surprisingly quiet. Like, really? It's like creepy quiet sometimes. And, our son Jack goes to a babysitter a couple of days a week, and when he's not there either and Mark's not there, I'm like, what is going on in here?
It's strange, huh?
Yeah, it is strange.
At this point, I think we're being coy. We're not telling them, but the new show that we started up a couple months ago, we come in and we fix people's problems, if you will. I'll be very general with that. But in doing so, obviously, I'm no Superman, nor will I ever be. And, we need a qualified contractor to come in and help the process along. And we got Mark involved in the show, obviously because of his professionalism and because he knows how to get it done and get it done quickly. So we brought Mark in, and it's been a blast. It's been an absolute blast learning from somebody, and I am still learning, certain how some other things go that are a little different than my, everyday life. Mark has stepped up and helped us out.
Now, you are, Jeff, a carpenter and a woodworker, but your real beefy biceps are in woodworking, right, and not as much?
You can never use beefy biceps with me.
There you go.
maybe some other peeps, but not me. I've always built things. Like, I have a renovation background, but I'm not like your crazy contractor, the guy that comes in and builds a house for you. I'm the guy that would come in and trim your house for you.
See, Mark is the crazy contractor.
Yeah, and I've noticed that. Learning his nuances, that man has got hammers bigger than me.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Which I get a little bit jealous sometimes.
Hammer envy.
Well, see, Mark is not a strong woodworker. He doesn't build furniture and all that.
I refuse to believe that because maybe not furniture, but I saw him trim out the basement.
Oh, yeah,
I was there and he cased it out and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So he can't get out of building stuff from now on. So if you want something built furniture-wise in your house, he knows how to do it. He's just not doing it because it's more work.
Well,
and I think you got him doing enough work around there,
that
right?
That and our roof is leaking.
Well, I did get him recently to agree to build a small table for our little alcove, so that, you know, little breakfast homework thing, little table for two for our kids. And I saw on your website that you had a little farmhouse table that you built. So I kind of want Mark to talk to you a little bit later.
Most definitely. You
any
know what?
Tips?
It's guy's day out. We'll go over, we'll cut some wood, we'll make a table. We're happier than pigs in mud. That's the way I roll.
And you guys can, put mud all over yourselves, too, I guess, if you want to be. And
sawdust.
Bacon.
We'll go with sawdust.
I think he means that figuratively.
You could eat bacon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on a rainy
now
day.
We're talking.
Uh-huh.
Bacon now we're talking.
Bacon
and beer.
Bacon and beer, yeah.
Bacon and beer.
So, that's awesome.
That'll be good. I'll come home and get a myocardial infarction.
So,
yes.
So I'm pretty excited, though, that you guys have been working together on this TV show.
You know what? It's a fun experience to get to be on television and get to do what you love. I mean, that's a bonus as it is. And then to get with somebody and work with somebody that's a contractor that gets it is also even better. Because we've had some contractors all of them have been really good. Let me go back and say that. But some just have a little more experience. So a lot of what we go into is problem solving. So you come into a situation, you're trying to do things quicker, not in a bad way, but just quicker. You're trying to redesign something. You know what I mean? You're kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, and
have
you're
somebody,
talking, Jeff, and I'm sorry I'm slowing you down for our audience. You're talking about the TV schedule that's superimposed on the remodeling schedule.
It's tough because, I mean, there's always a D-Day, if you will, that we have to get stuff done by, and that's just tough. I mean, you know as well as I, Mark, and I'm sure the rest of the world knows, especially the contractors out there, that you have a schedule, and if something stops the schedule or slows it down, I mean, you tell the homeowner, and like, look, this happened, this is a cause and effect of this situation. And normally they understand, and that's just the way the world works. With this, there is no, you either have to get it done or not get it done or go on to the next. So it's an interesting process, and like I said, what's great about it and what's nice about Steel and Mark is that we work through it really quick, and it's not a lot of time of back and forth. It's just, here's what we can do, and this is going to be just as efficient, if not more efficient, than the original. So it's kind of cool to have the experience on hand, because again, I'm not going to go build a house in a day. There's a lot of things that I'm learning that I can accept to say, I don't know how to do that, or I don't know that I want to touch it or do that, and that's where having somebody around you that knows how to do that is awesome. You know, as soon as you can say, you know, and this goes for homeowners too, to say, you know, DIY is one thing, but when you get into DIY and you're building stuff or you're doing stuff that's sort of a safety concern and you just do it anyway, that's always not so good. You have to know what you know, and then you know, go from there and hire the people that do know how to do it and do it right. Because you only want to do this once. It's frustrating enough to live in a renovation, as you guys know, the first time. The second time is just hell.
Yeah, remodeling your you don't want to have to remodel your remodel too quickly.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You're talking about going backwards, and that's not the point.
So right. I kind of want to put Jeff on the spot a little bit because I enjoy doing that.
Well, sure. I mean, now that the cat's out of the bag.
No, because we're talking about green things today.
Yes.
I want to ask him what he does in his life that's green.
I'll be brutally honest with you. The way green started, I was extremely skeptical, and I veered away from it because there wasn't a lot of vendors out there. There wasn't a lot of just stuff right off the bat, and it was more costly. So from a homeowner standpoint of view, which is I always look at it that way as well, it just didn't make sense for me. Nowadays, completely the opposite. You've got paper countertops. You've got all, and let's not even talk about products. Let's just talk about the fact that more people are conscious of their energy. I live on a little bit of property. It's 2 acres outside of Westchester. We got chickens, and we're going to go into the reason being is because I love eggs, and we wanted to save on having to go to the grocery store. We joined a share across the street where we plant our crops, and then we go, and it's all fresh. And believe it or not, if a kid plants the food, I don't know what it is. It could be purple, pink, orange, whatever. They will eat it for some reason, and it doesn't have to be coated in sugar. So it's that sort of thing that I try to think, you know what, I was looking at a way to try to, hey, if I can get an electric truck, You know, they don't make them. So, you know, I'm not trying to save the world one, you know, all at once, but just people to be conscious of their energy. Your trash, how much you do, how much you waste, how much, where you dispose of it, how you dispose of it, your water, your heat, like turning the heat down sometimes, not always kicking on the air conditioner, putting in, you know, like a whole house fan, like a lot of small little details that really add up huge. And if just everybody did a little part, I'm not saying everybody has to go buy a Prius, well, especially nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just...
Jeff, you might want to distance yourself from that advice a hair.
Yeah.
Just wait till they get that ironed out. Jeff Devlin, sponsored by Toyota.
Yeah, really. Not anymore.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ways that people can kind of rethink and just, you know what, follow your day around. See how much stuff you throw away. Instead of going and getting a case of water, grab yourself a thermos, you know. Instead of going to Dunkin' Donuts and grab or Starbucks and getting, you know, the Styrofoam cup, bring your own. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the little things that I think are going to start to mean. And what happens, what's really cool about that is if you start doing it, your kids will pick up on it. And then they don't have the waste.
And they don't even think about it, too.
Yeah,
they get in the habit of it as kids. It really does make a difference.
They just watch it, and then that's how they do it. So, again, I fight with it. I still, you know, today I'm building cabinets with MDF. I'm trying it. I've tried it in the past, but I haven't built something of this large size with it before. But you know what? It would be a huge waste to do it completely out of plywood, and I fight. Believe me, I love making everything out of wood. But you know what? It's a staple, and it was sawdust at one point. It was on a flipping sawmill's floor.
It's a recycled product itself.
Mm-hmm. It's a recycled product, and you know what? It's stable. And I know a lot of woodworkers, and I'm going to get a little bit of crud for this. Woodworkers don't like to hear the word MDF because they just don't. It's not wood. But I think a lot more people are starting to open up. You get the MDF trim and stuff like that. As long as you're not, you know, sticking it in really high wet areas, it's a real stable substance. It's like, and our jobs as woodworkers to make stuff, but also stop wood from moving, so we don't have to do as much work with MDF. It paints really nice, and I think it's a newer product that they're not newer. It's been around for ages, but I would like to hope to think that people start building more with it, and the whole stigmatism of it kind of goes away, because it is a really nice. You don't have any chip out. You don't have to worry about it. It sands really easy, so it's really a win-win. Just don't dunk it in water.
Right.
Well, that's a good tip. Don't dunk it in water.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I have another question, because there's something that Mark and I have been wanting to do for a few years that we haven't done yet, which is composting. Do you do that at your house?
You know what? My wife started it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'd like to say I have any clue. I probably picked the advice off of the internet from some guy in the middle of nowhere that says this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
We just throw a pile. Like, again, it's a little bit of an eyesore where we put it, but, you know, there's chickens running all over the place, so it doesn't really matter so much. But it was just basically taking the stuff, instead of throwing it in the garbage and filling up a landfill with the same stuff, we can utilize it. And I'll tell you, we do put it on our plants outside and around the house after a while, and they grow. I mean, it's like miracle grow on these things. They do grow really well, and it's almost just keeping the stuff out of our standard garbage which is a bonus for us.
Yeah,
sure.
That's exactly why we've been thinking about doing it. Our property isn't nearly anywhere the size of yours.
But you don't need a big property.
Yeah.
I think it's just, and you'd be surprised. Chickens are garbage disposals. They will even eat.
We're getting chickens.
I'm not kidding you. When you, you crack the egg, you know, you make your scrambled eggs in the morning, the shells, we put them in a bag, and then we take them back out, and we feed them the shells, because I guess the shells have some kind of nutrient that they need. So it's a very, it's a cycle of product, if you will.
They're good for the calcium, too.
I'm not eating the shells. I'm not that green.
Really?
Right yet. Yeah, not yet.
Not I'll Ed just Begley Jr.?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
but you know what? You got to love that guy. He's a pioneer, and you got to love his wife for putting up with it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we talked to her last week, and she is I'm crazy about her. So
Yeah.
For many reasons. But, yeah, she's amazing to be able to live that lifestyle and to be able to adjust to all of the...
Mm-hmm. And she's in all the way, too, like she talked about. She met Ed at some kind of river, benefit the river deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's not like she just sort of bumped into him in the grocery store.
Right, and all of a sudden he was trying to, you know, get solar panel for solar power for the whole entire house. And,
yeah, right.
And,
right, yeah, he didn't go crazy after they met.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like I'm going in my marriage, but that's a different story.
Darling.
Right. Sweetheart.
Really?
No, I just thought it would be a good place to
that's
put that
not
line.
Really that nice, actually.
No.
Yeah.
No, so you've got cabinets going together today? Are you cutting the pieces or?
I'm getting cabinets all together. Basically just what's nice about days like today is because my shop's not huge. I have a one-car garage, and I can spread out, and there's like 10 cabinets total. And it's just, you know, it almost looks, people are slowing by as they drive by my house because it looks like a garage sale.
Yeah.
I got stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, great.
Yeah. I've done that. The halo of stuff outside the shop.
Well, you should put some stuff out front, too, that you want to get rid of while you're working, and then you can do double duty.
You know what's funny? I do have these. I have old doors with our house, and believe me, I'm sure you guys do the same thing. You collect stuff over the years. You're like, you're like, I can use that again. I don't know when, but I'll just stick it in the barn, and then I'll use it again. I know I'll be able to use that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have these three doors original to the house that are like 3 inches thick. They're just amazing. But I really. I've looked around. I'm like, I can make a headboard maybe out of them, but the ceilings are too small upstairs in our house to put them in there. And I've been trying to give them away, but nobody has a car big enough to take this silly thing.
Yeah, that sounds like me. I'm the one at the house that is always wanting to save odds and ends that
are
gorgeous that we can use later. And Mark's more into managing the material.
I just got to get the roof on and the yard empty, and then we'll talk about it.
It's kind of like probably what you're experiencing, Jeff, on this job with Mark, is that he's high production and high, like, he has to move quickly through everything. So
you got to be efficient, and you got to have all the stuff all over the place to be efficient. So you need all the tools out to go from one to the other to the other. But, man, it's never fun packing all that stuff back up and putting it in the trailer or the van.
That's what I
And in our case,
today.
As far as the house, it just leave it on the lawn. We'll get back to that tomorrow.
We'll do it later.
Just put a tarp over it. It's going to rain. There you go. Yeah, that's easy.
I'm about one step away from putting a couch on my porch at this point.
Awesome. Well, we'll come over for some eggs.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I'll bring them to set. I think I'll see Mark in a couple of days, so I will. I'll bring a couple dozen. We'll see what the chickens are producing these days. I'll bring you some fresh eggs.
We'll eat them. We're ready.
Yeah, Mark eats eggs for breakfast every single day.
I might wash them in our washing machine, in our dishwasher.
I might just wash
them.
Okay, that's weird.
The guy just hooked it up today. It's been 6 years plus for us for no dishwasher.
Yeah, no dishwasher, no garbage disposal for 6 years.
So where were you doing it before? Like when the kitchen was down, you doing it in like the bathroom sink kind of thing? Or
slop sink downstairs.
Oh, nice.
Mixed with the paint and the stain and the caulk residue.
Oh, it's gorgeous down there with all of the residue and just piles of stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? What happened in our house, it took so long to get our kitchen renovated as well, because you never get anything done at your own house. You just get it done at other people's house.
Yeah.
Well, we got our kitchen done. This first day that we got our kitchen, where, you know, dishwasher's all hooked up, fridge is in, we went out to eat.
I would be into that too. Well, the thing is that it's so gorgeous, you don't want to use it. You just want to admire it.
Right.
You know, just want to be in there, have a cocktail, look around, enjoy how gorgeous it is, how clean everything is.
Speaking of having a cocktail, not touching anything, you're invited over at some point for us to not have dinner at our house. Just look at it. Then we'll leave.
I'll make some cocktails.
Yeah, we'll have some cocktails.
Yeah, we'll have cocktails and we won't touch anything.
How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan right there.
Okay. Well, we need to say goodbye to you and get back to work because you need to get those cabinets done.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the day. Take care, Jeff.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd.
Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
You're back with Mark and Teresa inside My Fix It Up Life, and it is giveaway time, Nation.
It is giveaway time.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I use the Rockwell Jaw Horse all the time.
And you're in the infomercial, as we would say to our friend Tom Spencer.
Yeah, who's busy right now at the True Value Show in Chi-Town.
Yes, he is. And
yeah.
It's actually him in the infomercial. If you've seen the Jaw Horse on TV,
yeah,
that's Tom Spencer, who actually has been on The West Wing and some other, you know, pretty popular shows. He's a good actor.
Yes, and a real carpenter.
He's a real carpenter.
He's on there with Robin Hartle.
No.
She's the co-host.
No, she's not.
She's not?
No, she's not.
Who is?
No, Robin Hartle, she's on the latter one.
Little Giant?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Who is it?
You remember you used to do those Lowe's grand openings? It's the woman who used to do the container gardening. Jody
Marks.
Yes, she's the one who does the Jaw Horse. Yeah.
Well, I worked with Robin at QVC with one of Rockwell's other brands. That's why I'm confused.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's fine.
I'm turned around. Hi, Rockwell, this is Mark. I apologize.
But I love Tom because he saw a picture of our son Jack on Facebook and said that Jack would be doing the next Rockwell infomercial.
Bring home the bacon, boy.
I think he should. He's almost a year and a half. He's a couple weeks shy of a year and a half, Mark.
Yeah, and he's almost the same size as Tom Spencer.
He is almost the same size as Tom.
And that's not saying Tom's small.
No, he's tall.
Tom's in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a handsome actor.
I'm guessing he's an ex-football player.
Really?
Yeah, that guy is. He's in ripping shape.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not that familiar with him.
So.
Apparently
yeah.
You are.
Our point is that our son is a big guy. And,
he is a big guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Starring in an infomercial is not a big stretch for him.
No, I think he should start working for the family, don't you think, Mark?
I think he should. Get out and mow the lawn, whether or not it needs it. And two, do an infomercial.
Yes, we need to give him one of those baby lawnmowers, I think.
Yeah, and I think we have a caller here on the line. Go ahead. How may I help you? This is My Fix It Up Life.
Is this My Fix It Up Life?
Is this
Mark, Clement, and Teresa? What's going on?
We were just talking about you.
My ears were burning.
Well, I was saying that you were handsome, and Mark was saying that you were fit.
That I was
in good shape.
In good shape, and that he was saying you probably were a football player. Were you ever a football player?
I was a football player at Auburn University. War Eagle.
How about that?
See? I know what's going on.
Well, I had no idea. And you're at the True Value Show in Chicago right now.
In Chicago, Illinois, and it's beautiful outside.
Oh, really? Chicago is like my favorite city in the summertime, not in the wintertime.
No, not in the wintertime, but summer is beautiful and there's so many things to do.
Well, yeah, and were you there yesterday for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, yes, but we won't go into that.
Uh-huh.
Well, we are live on the radio, right?
St. Patrick's in Chicago is a wild time, from what I know.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, cool. I can imagine. And they dyed the river.
They dyed the river green.
That's, you know, and it looks a little bit off color all year round from that too. So that's pretty neat.
Well, that's probably how they disguise the pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. So are you at the convention center right now?
I am. If it's kind of loud, I do apologize.
Nah, not a problem. Not a problem. What are you doing there?
We have our booth set up, you know, with Rockwell and the Jaw Horse and Sonic Crafter.
Awesome.
And all of our new 12-volt lithium tools that I think that you saw out in Las Vegas.
We did.
Yeah, we got to play with, too.
We did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the H3 line? Do I have that right?
You are correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. H3, the little hammer drill, and, and then just a regular drill, impact driver, screwdriver.
Right on.
That sounds like fun.
And simply by saying that on the air, you promised to give some away to our listeners.
Absolutely.
That's how I do it. Tell Tom Duncan, I put you on the spot, and it's my fault, and he'll roll his eyes and say, all right, it's Clement.
That's exactly what he'll say. you can give them my direct number, and they can call me and request them.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, we give everyone your direct number. That's what we do, right, Mark?
Oh,
yeah.
555.
When they say, oh, Mark, your infomercial is so good for the jaw horse, Mark says, well, you should call this guy and tell him how good I am. So we give out your cell phone.
Well, Tom.
And you know we have another tool coming up. Can't tell you what it is because it's a surprise, but we're gearing up right now to do another infomercial for another product.
Ooh.
Really?
That I think everybody in tool land is going to be really excited about.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, you'll have to tell us all of that off the air, and then we can tell everybody. Yeah.
Oh, let us know and we can spill the beans. That'd be good stuff.
That would be so awesome.
Tom, we got to blow out of here, my friend.
We do.
Well, it was great talking to you guys and great hearing your voice.
Have a good show.
We'll have to have you on again soon.
Absolutely. Let me know.
All right.
Take care, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
And we're ready to give away that jaw horse, and we had an entry from Western Kentucky. And he calls himself Bob the Builder, and he is a real builder named Bob, and he's with Independent Builders. And he sent us a note saying that he's been a woodworker and a builder all his life, and he lost his arm 6 years ago, and how much that the jaw horse would help him be able to work on projects without having to ask his friends and coworkers to help him do the project.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because set it, lock it, clamp it, you only need one arm and a foot to be able to set it, lock it, clamp it.
It is true.
That's so true. So, Bob, you won the jaw horse. Congratulations. And, you know, we've got some good shows coming up.
We do have some excellent shows coming up. Can you outline them for us?
Well, next week we are going to be out of pocket. So we're going to share a show that we did in Las Vegas at the Builders Show where we talked to Ron Hazelton and the publisher of Holmes Magazine. And then we'll be back in the studio live on April 1st talking Indoors Out with Dean and Derek, host of Indoors Out and Rock Solid. And we have a bunch of cool tools up for grabs on our website at www.myfixituplife.com.
So email us at info@myfixituplife.com while you want to win our prizes. Check us out online at
Mark out online. Yeah.
At myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter. Check out our Facebook page. Become our fan for special insider news.
Check out our YouTube videos.
Check them out. More to come on those. And tune in next week at noon for noon? One?
We're at one on Thursdays and noon on Saturdays, Mark.
For My Fix It Up Life.
You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. Heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com.
Welcome. Live in. I was walking down the street.